This is Dylan Diggs, who's running for the Frederick County Council at large. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and bred in Mount Airy. My dad and mother moved up here back in the 80s from Baltimore in order to kind of grow a family. And so I was born here mid 80s. And, I went to Linganore. Then I left. I went to the cities. I studied poli sci at Hopkins and government in Georgetown and found out what they knew, and then moved back here. We now live in Adamstown with my wife and three kids. I'm the president of the Republican Club of Frederick County. And what I do as a day job is I'm an evaluator. So what I do is I look at government projects and I determine, okay, is this working? Is this on track? Is this, if it isn't working, let's adjust it and make it better. If it is working, let's try to find ways to make it even more efficient. And that's the kind of common sense I want to bring to the county council.
Why are you running for office?
Well, I've been a lifelong, Frederick person, except for those years in the cities. And, we've seen a lot of change in Frederick, and a lot of change can be good or bad. And I think this is a critical year. It's a critical pivot year for the county. And I think the next council will have a lot on its plate, from growth to how we support farmers and business and how we deal with security and safety in the county, as well as how just generally the quality of life of citizens and what it means to live in Frederick County. And I do think, and I've talked about this a lot, that those of us that really care about the future of our county and the future of our communities can't sit by and, let decisions be made without our involvement. And so, that's a key reason why I'm running, because I have three kids under five. They're going to be there, at least going to be living in Frederick for a long time. And, I want to make this a county that can be great for them to grow up into and hopefully live in, and for us, for all of us to kind of retire in, because this is a wonderful county with many bounties, and we want to be able to pass that on to the next generation.
You've already talked about it a little bit, but what experience do you have?
Yeah. So like I said, I'm an evaluator. I'm a database guy. I like to look at research and data and help use that to inform decisions. We don't get led by data, but we use data. It's a tool for us to inform kind of what can be our next steps, so that we know what will be the impact on our community, on the quality of life of citizens. And so that's kind of what I want to be able to bring to the county council, making sure that we are objective driven, that we are looking at the results in our communities, that we are using data to track those results, and we're using data to adjust to that. And I think it's all within our realm of possibility, and that is absolutely one of the, I've been doing it for about a decade and a half, and that's something I can bring. I'm also, I've been involved in politics for a long time. I first started door knocking in Frederick County for David Brinkley down in Liberty Town when I was in middle school, and I've been door knocking ever since. I've been talking to voters, and I think one thing that folks appreciate is just having an honest broker and an independent voice that can be in county government to help us move forward and not try to benefit one specific group or the other specific group, but try to benefit all of citizens and all stakeholders and find a way that we can really meaningfully move forward.
And if elected, what would you want to accomplish?
So I think Frederick County is a community, yes, anchored in tradition, but we need to kind of look forward to the future boldly. And, there's a few things I would focus on if I was on the county council. One of them is making sure that we have balanced growth in the county. I think what we've seen is a lot of herky-jerky moving back and forth between, no growth, not in my backyard kind of policies and kind of expanded growth. And what we're going to need, and what the next council is going to be really tasked with, is finding a sustainable way forward, that makes sure that infrastructure is there in place as houses come, that roads are of the right quality, so that when folks are traversing our transportation networks, they can do so safely, and they can do so in a way that gets them home to their families. you know, law enforcement is a huge priority of mine. It's one that I've definitely heard talking to folks of all colors and all types. We all want safety in our communities. And so making sure that we are investing in our law enforcement is going to be a huge priority. And there are a few ways to do that. And then, you know, I'm the son of a small businessman. And so I want to make sure that we have Frederick is open for business of all types, and that means agriculture business, and that means kind of the small boutiques, that means medium businesses, and we want to make sure, one of the big things is we want to make sure that, you know, whatever regulatory framework we have, whatever laws we have on the books, whatever kind of processes we have, the permitting, are all oriented to getting to yes for business owners and folks that kind of are entrepreneurs and want to innovate in our community. And I think that's totally achievable. We all have the same goal. We want to be able to move with business owners and with innovators so that they can move to a changing economy that's changing so much. Also, I've talked about this a bit, but as an evaluator, I, you know, truly believe in fiscal responsibility. I believe that the county government can do a lot of good things, but it can do those things best when it governs least, when it gets out of their way and allows, again, businesses and communities to thrive and find ways to move forward organically. And so, you know, I'm going to be, if elected, I'll be looking at how we can cut taxes or at least slow the rate of growth. What we've seen was the budget increase year in and year out, and people paying more and more out of their pocket. Well, I tend to trust citizens and families and businesses with their own money, and so I want to make sure to find ways that we can give some of that back, especially if we have a surplus like we've had over the past few years. You know, and I think if we do all these things, I think we can really be a vibrant community that is both kind of healthy and dynamic and kind of both staying with the times, but also, like I said, anchored in our tradition. There's a lot of potential excitement I think Frederick can go towards, and I want to be a part of it.